Hour number two of the Blitz starts now on Fan Run Radio, Fox Sports Knoxville. Broadcasting live from the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios of Fox Sports Knoxville. Broadcasting live on the radio at 105.7 FM 1340 AM.
I can't decide if this song, if it's better to fist pump.
Okay, yeah.
Or like the Night at the Roxbury, just...
Well, that's a different song.
I know it's a different song, but...
You should always just fist pump with this one.
Okay.
To me, this one has a very big toe tap to it. But like an exaggerated
toe tap.
But like an exaggerated, you know, like one of these, like where you're... Like an Elvis kind of thing. You know what I mean?
No, I've never seen anyone do that.
Yeah, you've seen Elvis do it.
Not to this.
No, you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about here.
I think you should demonstrate. I'm not sure.
No, I just did demonstrate.
No, I feel like you really got to go all out for that.
You got to do your knees. You know, the dun 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 dun. You know, with only one knee, though. You get what I mean.
Kind of like a stanky leg?
Yes, but it's to the beat.
Okay.
But it's not the stanky leg, because that's still locked up in 2008.
Hey, I can get down with the stanky leg.
Good job, Rick, on circa 2008 stanky leg.
Thank you.
Knowledge.
Thank you.
Circus 2008.
Circa. Did I say circus?
No, I did.
Oh, circus 2008.
So let's actually continue talking about a circus. The National Football League.
Okay.
It's been a little bit of a circus.
Well, a little bit of a circus this year. I guess not as much. The biggest crazy news of the year so far has already happened. That was the Antonio Brown stuff. What happens last night, though? A major cornerback got traded to a NFC contender from an AFC team. The Jacksonville Jaguars send Jalen Ramsey over to the L.A. Rams.
As long as he's not a Titan.
And in exchange for a lot, too.
Titans could have had him years ago in the draft, though. It was two first-round picks, I believe. I forgot the other. Marcus Peters also gets traded from the Rams so they can make room to the Ravens. He's been from Chiefs to Rams to Ravens. He had to be a little upset. But, yeah, Ramsey gets traded, and all of a sudden that back injury, he was at practice yesterday. Or like to be at practice today. That back injury went out the window real fast.
Yeah, wasn't he also sick for a while, last week?
He didn't want to play for them.
Yeah.
They were trying to make up excuses so they didn't look embarrassed through it all.
Man. Oh, wow. A notification goes across the TV screen that says people in Hong Kong, China are burning LeBron jerseys in the street.
I saw that last night. We didn't really get to that
yesterday. Wow, that guy can't win. LeBron's got most of America mad at him. He's got people burning his jerseys overseas.
Yeah. Not to sway away from the NFL. I mean, LeBron disappointed me with his stance because he's most of the time pretty vocal about a lot of these things. But at the same time, I'm also like, I mean, what do you guys want from him? It's like you tell him to shut up and dribble, and the NBA is trying to be too woke, and they want to be. And then when he doesn't say anything, it's like, where are you at, LeBron? Why didn't you say something? Like, just people will find anything to criticize these days, and it's just – that's what people – misery loves company. It's kind of that thing. Like, everybody wants to be – you're either on the side of, those are social justice warriors, or you're on the side of, those are a bunch of pansies and the liberals. And, like, it's just – nobody's moving anywhere, and it's all just stupid.
Well, I do think – and we did – I did not mean for this to kind of derail the NFL talk, but since we're here.
That's okay. We're here now.
I disagree with what LeBron said, and his best bet was just to been not
to said, not say anything,
not said anything.
Yeah, just to stay out of it. That was his best bet.
But I don't know if that's what would have been best.
Well, Draymond Green kind of like maybe not for LeBron because LeBron people would go at LeBron. I can see what you're saying. They're going to give him flack anyways, whether it's a Clay Travis going at him or like you know any other his other opposers. Like they feed off of whenever he doesn't do the things that he normally does.
Right.
They can come out the woodwork and be like, oh, you see LeBron, you really don't care about people.
Right.
But it's just it's asinine because. I just don't know what people want him to do. But, yeah, you're right. I think the best thing, you go like Draymond Green did, and I know he's not as polarizing as LeBron James, but he just kind of said, hey, I don't know. I'm trying to get some more facts on it. I don't really want to speak on something that I'm not the most informed on. We even said that. Brandon even said that about, like, before we even got into it a week ago. He's like, I didn't really want to say anything until I read about it more. I did a little bit more research. There's nothing wrong with saying you don't have the amount of research that you need.
No, I think that, first off, I think we're dealing with LeBron James here, right? And LeBron James, you know, actions are always going to be overanalyzed, typically more than anyone else's. And I think that they're going to draw heat more than most other athletes as well, right? Because LeBron James is a controversial guy. He'll say what's on his mind. And, you know, I think that certainly gets people riled up from time to time. So I agree that, you know, a lot of people are overreacting, right? I do think that a lot of people want to portray this story as LeBron James is defending, you know, communism, or he's defending, you know, or he's defending the, I guess, the negativity towards these protests, right? But I don't think that's it. I think that obviously these things are just business decisions, even though most of us don't agree. But here's where I think LeBron James kind of gets himself in trouble. Is, you know, we all know LeBron to be very talkative about these kind of things and very open about these kind of things. And, you know, a lot of people pulled up this one tweet. And so, you know, I think that you can look at these tweets and be like, well, you know, like I think that LeBron James takes a lot of flack, but I also think that when he tweets out things like this, I think sometimes he's inviting a lot of it, right? He said it last year in a tweet, "Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. Our lives begin to end the day that we become silent about things that matter." And so I think for a lot of people are sitting here saying, well, LeBron, you've never been silent about anything in your career. Like, you've been very outspoken on everything. So now that you want to be, you know, silent, well, look at your own words. Like, injustice is everywhere.
I totally,
you know, it's hurtful to justice everywhere.
I can see that point, but my argument is, like, the people that are really saying, like, LeBron, you're saying this, they don't care about this Hong Kong stuff.
No,
they only care about making him look stupid and going at LeBron James.
Especially when it's a thing that makes you feel more patriotic.
There's people I know that are talking about the situation, and they don't care about LeBron and if he's woke or whatever he does. They only care about making it content about being on the other side of LeBron, a la a Clay Travis. They want to be on the other side so they can get a lot of content and a lot of people response to it. You don't care if LeBron cares about Hong Kong. You don't, and another thing too, he kind of made somewhat of a point. I understand kind of what he was saying last night. Like, look, everybody's gravitating to what I'm saying now about Hong Kong. Where were you when black people were getting murdered by police officers and he was standing up for that? Or where were you whenever they were taking a knee with Cap? That's what his biggest problem, that, and I can understand that part too. He's saying, like, hey man, you guys only care to make me look wrong, but on the other hand, you didn't care about the other stuff that I was actively, you know, trying to change in this world, or, you know, being outspoken about. You only care about making LeBron James look stupid.
Right. I mean, there's hypocrisy on both sides.
Yeah, there is.
I mean, the tweet that Rick read, and now you've got now LeBron kind of not saying anything as far as human rights issues in China. But like you said, Chance, the same people, the Clay Travises, you're right. When LeBron was trying to make a point about that, no one wanted to hear it. But, I mean, there's hypocrisy on both sides.
Yeah, I understand where people are coming from. Like, hey, LeBron, you spoke about these other issues. Why are you kind of being quiet about Hong Kong? You're being quiet, and I'm not going to sit here and defend him and say he's not being quiet because money's involved. That's why he's being quiet. He's a face of the NBA.
Yeah.
They have a lot of corporate sponsorships, a lot of corporate dollars coming from China. If we'd all be stupid if we didn't believe that Adam Silver had called him and be like, hey, can you not, like, you know, speak out against this or something like that? I think that that probably has happened, and I think that he's also looking out for his sport, I guess, in a sense. And like you say, that's a lot of hypocrisy on both sides. You can't be quiet about one situation and then kind of be vocal about the other situations. But at the same time, the other people opposing it don't try to come out and be like, LeBron, why are you not sticking up for this? You like communism, but then on the other side, when he is sticking up for other things and he's doing things in his community, why are you not kind of applauding him for that instead of just saying he's trying to be woke? That's the thing that gets me.
Yeah, I think it really does kind of uncover a very interesting dynamic of you know, you looking at LeBron and realizing that, you know, why he's doing what he's doing. I think we all know, like Chance was saying, why he's saying the things he's saying, why he's not saying the things that he's not saying, right? It's obviously because there are very strong business ties to, you know, to China, right? For the NBA. Like if LeBron James comes out and completely just wrecks that government and is standing by the protest 100%, you know, like, you know, we would expect him to feel deep down, just like all of us feel deep down. We all feel like the, you know, democracy is a great thing that everybody should have, even if he had a couple of, you know, interesting comments about the freedom of speech. Those are more the minor issues, right? This is the broad overview topic that we're talking about, right?
This is the macro. And, you know, and I want to be clear. Like, I don't think LeBron, I do think that, you know, what he said was, like, hey, man, like, he could have worded it different. He could have stuck up more for the people in Hong Kong. I'm not agreeing with him at all, like, as far as, like, I think that bleep is wrong. And I think that people should speak out about what's going on over there. Forget the dollars, everything else. But me to play devil's advocate, like,
But you see why.
Yeah, I see why. Yeah, and I totally understand.
For me, though, it's just, it's this really weird dynamic. And the weirdest part about it all is we were watching South Park last night. Right, and apparently this episode aired like 4 or 5 days before this whole NBA story broke. But you know, the center theme around this episode of South Park, this parody comedy TV show, was basically just revolving around all the business that we do with China. Right, whether it's Disney, whether it is you know, the NBA, whether it's sports, whether it doesn't matter. Right, all of our daily lives are so, you know, interactive with things over there. The shoes on your feet are probably from over there. Most of the stuff you interact with probably has a label on it that says made in China. So, you know, if you're a person who can't, you know, look at the situation and be like, well, you know, if you're a person, I think, who just thinks that LeBron James loves communism, I think you're wrong, because you interact with China, you know, a ton as well. Now, obviously, all that being said,
we all interact, if we all were going to be on our high horse and be like, hey, we're going to protest, you know, what's going on there, we got to pretty much throw out our entire wardrobes, you know, just the things that we deal with, household items every day. I mean, down to our damn iPhones, if you got one of those. Like, don't let it be mistaken that most of us are using Chinese products right now.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that all of us who are using these products can come together fully in unanimous decision and say everything happening over there in the Human Rights Department is horrible. Like, I don't think you have anybody disagreeing.
Yeah, like, and I'm with you too. Like, for people to think that he actually does that he's for communism, I think that's asinine. That's just trying to, you know, a lot of clickbait out there trying to get elicit a response. Like, none of us like communism. That's why we live in the great United States that we do live in. And sometimes it's not that damn great, but that's why we do live here. We're not trying to go live in a communist country.
Yeah.
I couldn't survive. Most of us could not survive.
Yeah, it's just a really tough dynamic between, you know, knowing the truth about what is happening over there, and wanting to be better about it, wanting the world to be better, but you know, it's also seeing what they're doing and going, well, even though I don't love it, even though I wish they had done something better, you know, I can't sit there and say that, you know, I fully expect other things, because I don't. That's just the world we live in, where you have to appease certain people, right, who are responsible for money and business and interest and things like that. So, you know, I think at the end of the day, a lot of us have the same opinion. I think a lot of us share the opinion that, yes, LeBron and some of these other guys, Steve Kerr, whatever, they could have worded what they said better. I think that a lot of people are giving them flack for being so talkative about the United States, but not talkative about, you know, things overseas, or, you know, this whole situation that's been brewing. But I think at the end of the day, you know, we see why it's happening. And if you can't see that, I'm not sure why you can't see it, you know, as terrible as it is. That's just the reality of this situation. It's a whole hodgepodge of a mess, huh?
It's a big old cluster bleep.
It certainly is. So, anyways, that's our, I guess, our thoughts on the NBA China situation, and you know, democracy and South Park and Disney. And if you missed that episode of South Park, you should go watch it because it is stupid funny. Absolutely hilarious. But anyways, let's do this. Let's go ahead and catch a quick break. We'll come back on the other side. We'll finish this Jalen Ramsey conversation that we started, and then we'll just see where things go from there. Weston Brown, our A-plus producer, has a idea for later this week.
An idea.
I'm a little nervous about it.
Penny, hold tight. We'll get you on the other side when we come back. You listen to the Blitz, Fan Run Radio.
So, Jalen Ramsey gets traded to the Los Angeles Rams yesterday in exchange for first-round draft picks in 2020 and 21, and then as well a fourth-round pick in 2021. So, three picks for Jalen Ramsey. We talked about a little bit about it. What is today? Wednesday? So, first couple of days of this week. I think a lot of us were kind of under the impression that, you know, maybe the Rams aren't as serious contenders as we all thought they might have been at the beginning of the season. Does this right here change your opinion on what that team is going to be, Brandon Orrick?
Changing my opinion on the Rams?
Yes.
Not really. Slightly.
You don't think having that good of a corner helps?
I mean, maybe. I mean, I still like the Seahawks in that division, given what we've seen so far in this season. I mean, let's not get confused here. The Rams' problems lie first and foremost with Jared Goff. And I don't think Jalen Ramsey's going to help much with the offense.
Yeah. Yeah, that's my biggest thing.
Well, their problems lie with Jared Goff, the situation with Todd Gurley, like how injured is he? He hasn't been near the athlete that he was before he signed his big extension and everything that happened last year in the postseason. So, yeah, I mean, I think Ramsey going to help out a lot, but, I mean, you also still lose another good defender, and Marcus Peters would have been nice if probably – I'm sure they would have wanted to keep them both. I mean, he's
and-
in the-
Aqib Talib.
Yeah, Aqib Talib
goes on injured reserve.
Yeah, he goes down to injuries on IR. So it's a better situation for Ramsey. Long term, there's probably some great long term benefits there for them to get a franchise lockdown corner like that. I don't know how much it's going to help this year. It kind of just, I guess, maybe helps out both sides. I don't think they gave up too much for him. I mean, to get a player like that, you're going to have to give up a lot. It's very much expected, but. Kind of what Brandon's saying, like their problem is on the offensive side of the ball. All the defense hasn't looked as dominant as it did last season because, hey, another thing too, knowing Ndamukong Suh, Aaron Donald's getting all the double teams. All the double teams. I know that it's been a while. I guess,
yeah.
Did Suh leave last year or the offseason? Can't remember if it was last season, offseason, or this offseason. But either way, he used to have Ndamukong Suh lining up beside him.
I think he was there last year.
Yeah, I believe so too.
So this is the first year without
him. Yeah, so although he was getting double teams, he was still able to fight through. And the defensive line was much better because Suh could still get a push when you're trying to focus all your attention to Aaron Donald. Now he's getting double teams, sometimes triple team, and they're just not getting the push like they once were. Throw that with injuries in the secondary, and then pile the offensive struggles on top of all of that.
865-546-8200. That is your number to join the Nextdoor Home Group hotline for the day. And let's jump over there right now, get our first call of the day from Penny. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
What's going on, you guys? How you guys doing?
Oh, man, doing about as well as we can be.
Feeling good, feeling great, Penny.
There's a lot of stuff that I could talk about because I am an avid sports fan, but I specifically want to focus on LeBron James. And I do want to point out what is really being done with him. Before I state this, I want to preface it by stating you guys might be onto something. LeBron James does have, it seems like, financial gain with the words that he states.
Yeah, it's more about branding. Like, everybody's a brand now, so it's not even so much about the NBA as a whole. All these players are brands, so it affects their brand when they speak out, too. That's something that I meant to add.
Right. And two, our country... Lord Jesus, how quickly do we continue to forget the things and the words of speakers like Muhammad Ali? Remember when Muhammad Ali refused to join the draft and go and fight overseas, what was it that he said that the Viet Cong weren't his oppressors? They aren't the ones that continually oppress his people in his community through laws and what was it? How many times are we going to see a person get shot by a police officer unjustly? How many times have you guys even brought that story up? These are the things that realistically LeBron James is talking about and why, hey, actually it may be more pertinent for me to focus on the things that we still need to change here. How many kids do we see in internment camps or in the detention center continue to die in America just because they're not our citizens? We want our kids to die in America or in a detention center? How many veterans do we praise when they go to these unjust wars and they come back home and they're treated as less than citizens? These are the things that we must be mindful of when we poke our nose in our business in another regime that is not built like us. And let's be honest, we all keep trying to say, hey, let's promote democracy. Our government isn't even run like a democracy. It's more like an oligarchy. So a lot of these things that continue to be recycled on Fox Airways in Knoxville, we're not even focusing on and really giving credit, and we don't consistently give the voice to the oppression that continues to plague our country on a daily basis. So why isn't LeBron James stance in stating, hey, every subject matter that doesn't belong to home doesn't have to be spoken on? That doesn't mean that he can't objectively see that it seems like there's some human rights things that are issues in China. But have we not learned from the Vietnam War? Have we not learned from going to war in Iraq and years later only to find out, hey, the reason why we said that we went to war, we didn't actually find that thing over there still? When are we going to learn that, hey, maybe even our democratic and governmental system isn't the greatest either? And until we learn to focus and fix the things at home, and we keep trying to shine a mirror over to someone else, how are we going to get our house in order?
I think that, and I'll go ahead and speak up. I think that he made some good points. Like I said, I was disappointed in him at first because he didn't come out, you know, such a hard stance as he has been before. But he does make good points. And you know, you're right. Like, we haven't talked about it much, and we're trying to stick to somewhat sports. But this is a sports, you know, as far as, like, the other things you were talking about, the officer, you know, the thing that happened in Texas and stuff. Yeah, we haven't talked about that much. We're trying to, you know, correlate everything in the sports and try to stay on that path. But I agree with you, man. Like, we don't talk about enough issues, and we will talk about it here. Like, you might, and this is nothing versus my peers or my coworkers. This is me speaking. This ain't Brandon or Rick. Like, people are going to say when we talk about these things, Penny, we're woke. I'm a social justice warrior. I don't care. You want to? We have other shows on the station, and this is just my opinion. Like, hey, yeah, I heard Russell and Barron talk about that. They want to talk about, yeah, LeBron's all woke and, like, kind of make jokes about it. That's not what I'm going to do, because I'm a black man in America, first and foremost, and I need people to know that. And I probably shy away from some subjects on the air because we do have a certain constituent of a base that I need to please, too, for a business standpoint, and that's me making a business decision as well. But I need to put that out there first. For anybody who has a problem with what I'm saying right now, I am going to speak on it because that's what I'm going to do, and this is why I have the platform to do so. I do think LeBron made a lot of points. I said that before we even got to this with you, Penny, that one of his best points, I thought, was, hey, everybody's getting on me now and looking and being on the opposite side of when I don't say something, and now they don't want me to shut up and dribble. But on any other subject, you do want me to shut up and dribble when it kind of hits close to home. And yes, and maybe I'm woke. I don't give a damn. There are more important things in my life than what people think about me being woke, and as far as if they have a problem with what I have to say, you can turn the dial. And I hate to be like that, but you can. But these are things that need to be discussed, and I'll be the first person to stick up and say, he has a lot of good points. There is hypocrisy in it, too, that, you know, he didn't want to come out and speak out. But there's nothing in my mind that I believe that LeBron James is for communism. And even while I'm speaking on this like now, I'm not saying I have a terrible life as a black man or I've been oppressed. But there are things that happen that I'm not cool with and that you're not cool with and that all of us, we want to see change in. And if we can't talk about it, then what the hell are we doing? What the hell are we doing if we can't even talk about it and we can't have nuanced conversations? So I do agree with you. He made a lot of hell of a good points, but at the same time, I mean, people. It's kind of where he's at too. Such a polarizing character. It's always going to be like that. It was like that for Ali. It was like that for John Carlos and the guys in the Olympics. It's been like that's where people when they say, well, Ali was, you know, more of a figure and. He had more of a backbone than LeBron will ever have because, you know, LeBron kind of walked back these China statements. It's always been like that even when he did speak up. There were still people against Ali, heavily against him. There are people against heavily against Dr. Martin Luther King, one of the most important activists that both sides always point to. So it just does. If you're a polarizing figure, people expect you to say one thing, and they're going to – you're damned if you do, kind of damned if you don't. But he did make some good points that, hey, there are some things that in my democracy that are not fixed that I would like to see better. There's some things where I live in my community, things I'm trying to do in Akron, you know, with the schools that I'm building. So he made a lot of good points. But the people are just going to – there's going to be the detractors for him because people aren't happy. As much as people want to get on social justice warriors and say about liberals and everything else, those other people on the other side too, and I'm not choosing a side here. I'm saying just other people on the other side, they're also not happy. They also have – they view their only viewpoints, you know, just, you know, in a tunnel as well. So each side – you can't make everybody happy. And I think that's where LeBron is. He's not going to be able to make anybody happy. He's going to have detractors on both sides. People that are for him still are going to take away why didn't he speak up. And people that are against him and looking for him to fall at any given time are going to come out the woodwork and see, LeBron, we got you. You really don't care. And that's what it is. I'm sorry for the rant. Penny, you still there? I think we lost Penny. Oh, okay.
I really want to have a discussion about this. I want to hear what Rick and them have to say. What do you guys have to say with what I brought up and what Chance stated?
Sure. So I think that, you know, kind of like what Chance says, I think that there are a lot of topics that we kind of, you know, stay away from just because, like what Chance says, you know, our goal for this show each and every day for 2 hours is to come in and to first and foremost give the news about the Tennessee Volunteers, right? And so that's why, you know, we talk about what we talk about, and I think that, you know, we are talking about LeBron because this, you know, this is the story, you know, right now. This
you can't get away from it.
Yeah, this is the NBA, you know, and what they're doing in China right now. They were there for a week, and you can obviously see that there are big ripple effects being made. I absolutely see what you're saying about, you know, hey, they're. Man, there are still a lot of things in this country that need to be fixed. But I also don't think that limits you from talking about, you know, other issues going on in the world, especially if they are timely. And I think that, again, I think that a lot of people's biggest problem with LeBron is that, you know, he portrays himself as, you know, as a guy who's always going to be speaking out. But I think that kind of what we're learning is, hey, this is a guy who feels very passionately about, you know, the countries that are, or the issues that are going on within our borders and the ones that are outside of it, you know, he's kind of just going to let the system, you know, make its way through and play its way out and take a little bit of a safer approach as opposed to, you know, the issues that he sees in this border.
There's a lot of people, too, like what you said, we might be onto something about it being about the dollar and the NBA sponsorships. I think that's the forefront of it. Why, you know, I believe somebody had told him to kind of take a step back. But at the same time, you have people that said when Kaepernick was kneeling and things like that, you got to listen to what your employer says. So maybe China being one of the big partnerships, sponsorships, that brings in a lot of money to the NBA. Maybe LeBron's doing that right now, too, and that's just – it's ironic that people have a problem with that, but then their go-to with Kaepernick was, well, if my employer tells me that I can't do this, then I'm not going to do it. Well, that's kind of how I feel. Maybe that's what's happening with LeBron. Certain issues, Adam Silver in the NBA, and that's maybe that's not a good thing, too. they're fine with LeBron and Carmelo and Chris Paul, how they did that at the ESPYs and doing other things. But on the other end, too, sometimes maybe they got to follow suit as well.
Well, I'll say this, and we need to catch a break, but like I said earlier, I think there's hypocrisy on both sides as far as the people that are calling out LeBron not doing so, as far as issues in America when LeBron and others are speaking out about that. And I think there's hypocrisy on LeBron and the NBA side for wanting to speak out on issues here and then being silent when you have issues in places where you are trying to reach out and tap into that market. But I don't know, but I do think that some people like Clay Travis or guys like that, if they had money on the line like LeBron and the NBA does, I don't know, do they speak out? I'm not sure. But I do think kind of where I do start to kind of see the difference, and I do have a little bit of is guys like Enes Kanter who are
persecuted by the Turkish government right now.
Right, and have gone through all that, and I mean they're not just them, but their families are in danger, risk persecution, things like that.
Danger too.
That's,
no one said anything about that.
Yeah, nobody's talked about that either. And that's another thing, like the people you talk about, the LeBron. Hey, and thanks, Penny. We really got to hit that break. I love talking with you. Issues like this, you can always call in. This will always be a place where we can discuss it. We like nuanced conversations. We're not as scared to have those conversations. But yeah, nobody's talked about Enes Kanter. Even the detractors of LeBron, why nobody's speaking out for him? Why is LeBron not speaking out for him? I can go on and on about that, too. I mean, his family's facing persecution. 865-546-8200. If you want to get on the Next Door Home Group hotline with us, we'll get back to the NFL, and we'll step away from the political issues. I know you guys want us to. You're listening to The Blitz Fan Run Radio.
For playing this song.
I missed the whole... I forgot to start it. I missed.
Do not play. Do not ever apologize for playing Here I Go Again.
Don't really run it back. I just wanted to hear. I wanted to hear Rick do air guitar or see Rick do air guitar and like go ahead.
Like a drift.
Yeah, the
is that your rocker voice?
The Eastbound and Down file wasn't pulled up, and I was like, I'll just play this.
What are you doing?
You don't have to tell anybody when you make an error. You can keep that to yourself.
In fact, you gained a couple of points in my
They don't know. They can't see you in radio world that you messed up. You can just be like, play it off. You meant to play that.
I did.
Own it, too. Be like, that's a great song.
You can't say you meant to now. You can't do it.
What a dullard.
In case you haven't heard, a youth football coach is facing a 2-game suspension and also a $500 fine for winning a game 36-0. Philly football coach faces $500 fine for youth team's blowout. Cal Williams told NBC 10 he knew he was dangerously close to breaking the rules Saturday morning when his youth football team, the Conshohocken, that's a real name, Conshohocken Golden Bears went up 30-0. The rules of the Keystone Sports League, which features kids no older than 7 years of age, prevent a team from going up by more than 30 points. When one of the second stringers, a 5-year-old boy, got the ball, he ran toward the end zone as Williams ran along the sideline and repeatedly yelled for him to fall down. Blame the boy, not the coach.
I wish that kid would have high-stepped it into the end
zone. The boys still scored, however, putting the team up 36-0.
Filthy people, filthy league, filthy rules.
As
filthy
one
city.
Lou Holtz once said, quote, "Last time I checked, it's their job to stop us," end quote.
There you go.
So keep on trucking on.
Get out
Philly
of here.
Coach
get
Kyle
out of
Williams.
Here with these 30-point rules. Nobody likes the run rule. If you're a dominating team, you should be able to go out there and assert your dominance. Am I right?
Do it.
Maybe not. Okay, let me play this real quick. Grab the aux cord real quick. All right, 45 seconds. I teased this at the beginning of the show. I love this right here. Jeremy Pruitt from halftime of the Mississippi State game.
I want to count how many I-ites he says.
Here you go. Hold on, I'm going to restart it. Can we turn it up any more, Weston?
It's all the way up.
It's you. It's not him.
Ah, these things can always come in so soft. All right, here we go.
Yeah.
I love it.
Whoa.
I love that.
I feel like
there's about 15 eyes there.
I feel like it's more effective if it's loud and blaring.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Doesn't really do it for you.
It is a little harder when we didn't get the volume, but when you got that thing cranked up, like it gets you going. I think that's obviously not a side of Pruitt. That's
talking about growing up.
Much.
You're talking about growing up.
Yeah.
He's kind of got
the damn mentality.
He's kind of got the cadence of like a Southern Baptist preacher. Like with the eyes.
Like a really angry one.
You know, like some of them go
really
like,
fired
ha!
Up one.
What? And do that again?
Ha! Instead of that, it's the eye. It's kind of got that cadence to it.
Yeah.
Southern Baptist, like Pentecostal preacher or something.
Want to go out there and win. Ha!
Ha! The Lord said you got to rise up. Ha! Ha!
Play for the power team. Ha!
What is going on?
I love it.
Can I get an amen? Ha!
Just run these out for the last 2 minutes of the show, just nonstop. Just things
we didn't land on Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Rock landed on us.
Things that Southern Baptist preacher Jeremy Pruitt is saying to his congregation. That's also the Tennessee Volunteers football team. That's how I like my head coach. It's pretty good.
Weston, what is this surprise that you have for us at the end of the week?
Yeah.
Well, if you haven't heard, it is my birthday week.
Wow.
We don't have to get you a present, do we?
No.
Well, what would you want,
are we
though?
Obligated to?
What would Filet-O-Fish want as a present?
Maybe a gift card or something.
A massage? Yeah, like a massage would be nice. Weston or something.
I'm not. You want us to give you a massage?
No, I want a. No.
What?
You said a gift card. I was like, well.
He said he wanted a massage. Says his birthday week.
Hey, look, I'm going to tell you, Weston, don't listen to this next part. I'm going to tell you, the two of you right now. Weston got me a gift card for my birthday. When we knew each other for like a week. So I feel very obligated to get him a present.
You're
now.
You're sucking up to Rick.
So I need you guys to go in on something with me here because I feel very obligated to.
Oh, that's
how
that's between you and Weston.
No, I need you guys' help.
Nobody got me anything for my birthday.
Damn Skippy.
Oh, wow.
When was your birthday?
It was like a couple weeks ago, wasn't it? A month ago?
Back in February.
I wasn't here.
You.
Huh?
You.
The two of you are nothing.
That's true.
Nothing.
That's true.
It is my birthday on Friday, and
I feel
have.
We got you cupcakes on the drive.
You got me. No, you didn't.
Whoa.
It was a team effort.
Whoa.
It was a team effort.
Rick's,
we all got
Rick's
you
doing the piggyback
anyway,
on the present.
So it's your birthday. What's the surprise? You said you were bringing us a surprise.
Yes, for all of us. So.
Is it food?
I can't say.
So all I have to say, Weston. Is that it better not be a damn filet of fish.
Or a McRib.
If you
also,
McRib is back, so be careful.
Is it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Also, I'm allergic to nuts, so none of that. All right?
Please put all the peanuts in it so Rick can't have any.
If you bring a filet of fish in, I will throw it back at you. I'll throw it in your face.
That is something I would like to see. Bring a lot of filet of fishes on Friday. That does it for the show today. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. We'll be back here, running back, same time, same place tomorrow. Talk Sports coming up next. For Brandon, for Chance, for Weston, for myself, Rick Butler. We'll see you again tomorrow. You've been listening to The Blitz on Fan Run Radio.